Hello, and welcome to another half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today, I'm featuring the recordings of American artist Ron Rhode. Starting in the 1970s, Ron Rhode was one of the house organists for the Organ Stop Pizza restaurants in Phoenix and Mesa, Arizona, which were then owned by Bill Brown. One of Ron's earliest LP releases was made in 1978 on Bill's own residence Wurlitzer, which had been George Wright's recording organ during his time with Hi-Fi Records. This is one of my favourite tracks from that 1978 LP, Irving Berlin's Shaking the Blues Away. In 1986, Ron left Organ Stop, only to return there from 1988 until his eventual retirement from his position as associate organist in 2000. In that period, he toured extensively across North America, Europe and Australia and produced a steady stream of CDs. The first of these was recorded in 1989 on the original much smaller Sanfilippo Residence Wurlitzer, from which comes this selection from Cole Porter's High Society, True Love. Thank you. Cole Porter's True Love, with Ron Rhodes playing the original Sanfilippo Wurlitzer. That same year of 1989, Ron taped the Wurlitzer in the Byrd Theatre, Richmond, Virginia, for a CD produced by the Virginia Theatre Organ Society. This is a Harry Woods number from 1926 that was popular with the bands of the day, including the superb California Ramblers. Me too, ho ho ha ha. Moving forward to 1995 and another CD recorded on the Sanfilippo Wurlitzer, by this time enlarged by Lynn Larson to its current specification and located in the theatre-sized Victorian music room. Deep in my heart, Rhodes Remembers Romberg was a delightful and fitting tribute to one of music theatre's most melodic composers and features some of Sigmund Romberg's lesser-known compositions along with the better-known. The stirring march Your Land and My Land originates from the 1927 stage show My Maryland. Thank you. Dream a Little Dream of Me, Ron Rode and the Hochmuth Stanky Residence Wurlitzer in New Lenox, Illinois, which originated in the Oriental Theatre, Boston. While you may remember the Mama Cass version, which charted in 1968, the song had also been a hit for Frankie Lane and Jack Owens in 1950, and for Wayne King and his orchestra in 1931, the year it was copyrighted. So far, it's been an all-Wurlitzer show, but Ron did record other brands of pipe organs too. His Music, Music, Music CD of 2001 featured the Robert Malden in the Music Hall, Kansas City, which formerly graced Lowe's Theatre there. This is the title track from that CD. Music, 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 Put Another Nickel In, a Teresa Brewer and Ames Brothers hit from 1950, recorded by Ron Rode. Ron's last solo album was released in 2008, and it featured the Wurlitzer in his home in Phoenix, Arizona. Ron has dramatically cut down his touring schedule to concentrate on his career as media specialist for an elementary school, so also reducing his need for albums to sell at concerts. From that last CD called simply Home, this is a charming piece from a 1928 musical composed by Rudolf Fremmel entitled Ma Belle, a duet on organ with a role played on a Steinway dual art reproducing piano.
Thank you.
Ending the show where I began today, with an up-tempo number from the pen of Irving Berlin, When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama, which was published in 1912. That was a track from Ron Rhodes' Arizona Stars CD, which was issued in 2004, and which featured the Wurlitzer in the Orpheum Theatre, Phoenix. I'll be back next week at the same time with another half hour of Hot Pipes. Thanks for listening today, and I hope to have the pleasure of your company again soon. Until then, it's bye-bye from Steve Ashley.